Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Worldwide transmission continues. Alan Watt with the latest analysis on the New World Order crime syndicate operations. Coming up, Ted Nugent declares, I will either be dead or in jail if Obama's reelected. He said Obama is wiping his hind end with the Constitution. Yeah, but so did Bush. And I used to get the Nugent on. I'll probably get him on again. And he'd be like, well, I hear you, but the Democrats are worse. Okay, well, it's like, do you want 500 milligrams of cyanide or 300? I mean, Benedict Arnold was worse because he posed as a patriot and wasn't. He was General Cornwallis or somebody, and I mean, respectable guy. He knows what side he's on. It's worse. The Republicans are worse. I mean, Obama's horrible. Horrible snake, duplicitous scum, filth, teleprompter reader. My point is, if you think Mitt Romney's going to save you, if he tried to be like Ronald Reagan and actually do something, he'd end up getting a bullet at him, just like Reagan did. And then a special trip to the Air Force Hospital, get some cold blood, brain damage him, and then they'd have to hop him up on amphetamines and roll him out to the public. Oh, yeah, Reagan was like anti-New World Order, giving speeches against the Trilateral Commission. He'd been a communist early on. He was reading the New American, you know, John Birch Society stuff. He was reading Lyndon LaRouche stuff. And they were like, dude, you're not the president. Hinckley's have dinner with the Bushes. You know what happens the next day. Boom. Cameron in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
We need to get angry, Alex. We need to be mad at our own government for turning its back on us. That's what we need to do. We need to unify and unite. And it's not that we have to be on Twitter or Facebook. We have to unite into our power outside of the controlled matrix that they condemn us to, that they put us to, because they put it there for us. We have to show them our numbers and our strength and unite for liberty, Alex. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we've all got to get aggressive, but everybody's always looking for a silver bullet. We've got to denounce the foreign banker occupation and that America was taken over. We've got to get it that message, the truth. This isn't the government. This is illegitimate and criminal, and everything it's doing is illegal, and they're staging terror attacks, and they're bringing the drugs in, and they're shipping the guns into Mexico and Honduras and Chicago and Dallas and Albuquerque to the drug gangs. The mafia took over America. The mafia took over America, just like they did Italy. But it's a globalist mafia of all different races and creeds and groups. And it's in there keeping people in the dark, and it's a mafia so powerful they hired high-tech scientists to come up with brainwashing and brain-damaging systems. And now the mafia is like, why don't we just start killing people and transfer their money to us with the medical treatments? And they said, yes, we're going to do that. And so they're just phasing in and testing now how to kill us. That they are the most evil scum you can imagine.
I know. And that's what makes my stomach turn, Alex. It makes me sick that right now all Americans aren't up in arms at our Capitol screaming. Why? Why are they doing this to us? Why? But why aren't we? That's what we have to understand. Why aren't we? We have to have a goal, which is life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, which should be everyone's goal, but they're taking that right away from us. The right.
Well, listen, they can't take any right away. They can say they have the right to take your two-year-old daughter and have her cry as a fat man sticks his hand down her pants and grabs her genitals. But we expose it as pedophilia. We expose them as the pig monsters they are, the man-bear pigs they are. And we bankrupt the airlines and the system, not subjecting that. And when they come to your house to try it, you got to defend yourself. These are the most demonic, perverted, filthy, criminal scum, and we just keep calling them out. That's why they want to shut down the web and our freedom of speech, because the truth is savaging these murdering, narcotics trafficking, child molesting, filthy, gangster, eugenicist scum that have seized our country. But we first got to call them out for the gang rapists they are. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Everybody knows now. There are very few who are in denial. Everyone knows that the governments and major banks ship in the majority of narcotics and even grow and produce them. They own the aircraft. They ship the arms in. It's all come out in the news over and over again. The coca plants, the poppies, all of it. And they keep drugs illegal so that the price will be higher, so people will have to rob your house or rob your wife or rob you to pay it, and that money goes back to the banks. Then, when they catch the low-level zombies who are on their product, they then put them in large private prisons owned by the big money-laundering banks to then work for 25 cents an hour, driving down wages and displacing your jobs. And the good old boys cheer it. And they say, I work at the prison. I work at the Justice Center. And then their own son's in there, and they're proud of it. My boy's in prison now. I'm over him, but that's a good thing. That's America. He got caught with some of them drugs. Because the only job was dealing drugs or running the prison. And that's the predatory New World Order economy. Vicente Fox, who's a globalist, though, is probably pretty sad that his ranch is overrun down in Mexico and that the criminal government down there is going to lose control. See, they've lost the war with smaller cartels. who are the people are so poor, they're ready to die. They're not afraid to die. Pretty macho down in Mexico. I mean, it's more people dying every year than died in a year, times three times at least. Three times the people die every year or more in Mexico in the fake drug war than died on the U.S. side in the Vietnam War every year. It's 40-something thousand the last 3 years. 58,000 died in over a decade of Vietnam, so do the math. And so now they're like, ceasefire, ceasefire. Let's decriminalize this stuff and at the Summit of Americas, with all the hookers and the rest of it, with all of this going on, the news with the Latin American leaders was decriminalize. Stop it. They know Europe in some areas has done this. Crime rates drop massively. People then see drugs as a sad disease, not as sexy, associated with money. But see, the system has a two-prong attack. Yet now over 20% of the population of women or higher, men close to that, school children over 20%, on psychotropic brain-damaging drugs. And when they go haywire and kill people, they just then call for taking our guns. And then also push the illegal drugs on them. And the, quote, U.S. government, that means the big banks that run our government, that launder the money and control the Federal Reserve, they said, no, we're not getting rid of it. In fact, we're going to keep shipping guns into Mexico and Honduras to keep destabilizing things. We like it. We like it just fine. Because the war on drugs is a success. Corrupt the police, imprison the population, bring in drugs, kill the people with ODs, destroy society, have SWAT teams busting houses, kill people, kill people's dogs, kill insurance salesmen's wrong house, corrupt the police. You think prohibition, 10 years of alcohol prohibition, tripling the size of the mafia, corrupting police, hundreds and hundreds of millions made in those days' numbers a year, you think that was a success, prohibition for the mafia? Or was it a failure? Oh, no, don't make alcohol illegal. That you just made it criminals' domain. The government, the feds deal with child molestation rules and kidnapping rules because they publicly run most of the child kidnapping. They'll make a big deal out of some lone scumbag, but when they're loading little kids on C-130s to be flown to Saudi Arabia to have their heads beat in with claw hammers and snuff film with shotgun blast to the head, you know what? It comes out. Italian news reports it. German news reports it. They fire the people that report it. Not because they were wrong, but because U.S. government officials are involved. You got people that like to beat little kids' heads in with hammers after they rape them. That's who runs the world. Okay? And go look into what I just said, by the way. You're going to be like, that's a true story. Oh, yeah. Would you like to hear more? It's kind of like Starship Troopers on the news. Would you like to hear more? We take you now to Klandethu. We take you now to the planet Earth, where the crazy people run things. The New World Order is insane. And I want to bring this up to top researchers. A great researcher, Alan Watt, musician, author, radio host in his own right, cuttingthematrix.com. I want to get him on with us and out of the gates hear what he has to say today. Maybe hold him a little bit in the next hour and take some calls. But I wanted to get Alan on today to bring up this point because I have a theory, but it's not really a theory. It's kind of like I have a theory that crawdads come up to the edge of the water and hunt little frogs and things. Little crawdads, little freshwater lobsters, little freshwater crustaceans. It's not a theory. I watch them do it. I don't have a theory that ducks fly south in the winter and back north in the spring. I know it. And I study the leech. It's like a tropism. In every case, going back to the beginnings of civilization, every culture built pyramids and sacrificed children on top of them every day. Every culture ate children. Every culture tortured people. What is that? That's what cultures always end in, is because psychopath, inbred, crazy people keep inbreeding. They're the ones that are like cancer. They're willing to do whatever to have power. They lust after it. And then something happens. They interbreed, which in every mammal species causes crazy behavior, antisocial behavior, megalomania, aggression, a sense of psychodomination, masochistic bloodlust, bloodthirst, every culture, study history. But then something worse happens. Syphilis has been with humans as long as we've been on this planet. Syphilis basically is microscopic worms that eat your brain. And almost all elites that have been studied had syphilitic brains. Pharaohs, mafia dons, British royalty. Jack the Ripper, the crown prince running around killing people. So you've got syphilitic brains interbreeding with aggressive dominant people, creating hyper-psychopathic, blood-drinking goblin creatures, basically. That's what the New World Order is. That's why they do this. Why does a spider spin a certain web? Why does a squirrel bury nuts? It's inbred into them. Normal, wholesome people are blind to this because it's so alien. If we can ever admit and discover this historically, we wouldn't be doomed to repeat it. All right, I take you now to Canada and Alan Watt joining us. Alan, what do you think of my statements and what do you think of the point I made with the inbreeding and the syphilitic brain overlay?
Oh, it's pretty accurate. I mean, even Lenin, they found out the left part of his brain was pretty well eaten away when he died. And of course, it was insane, basically, for the last few months. So it's a very common thing, but it really turns up in the second and third generation of elite where they might all start off as gangsters or robbers or murderers, probably all of them, in fact. And in the third generation, you get the education come along, and they start to form their clubs. And then they discuss the normal topics, like why are we so different from all the peasants that we rule over? And they come up with their own theories. And what they came up with, of course, is there's always been slavery. It's a natural thing. Slavery is a natural thing. And the peasants are always in a different mindset than we are, because we're the leisure class. And we have time to think about things. The peasant doesn't. And then, of course, the fourth generation comes along, and then they say, well, the peasant actually can't think about that. He's actually inferior. He's low IQ. And this goes on for many, many generations, and until you hit the present time. Today, you're ruled by the same descendants that have been here for an awful long time.
And again, if you study the royalty, the Rothschilds, all of them, generally half the offspring are locked up in asylums. That's the half that survived. Generally, about half die, and of the half that live, half are criminally insane, literally acting like monkeys, and then the other half are just psychopathic control freaks.
The control freaks, but you must remember, too, these characters, like the Rothschilds, belong to their own secret societies, and they have them. And Benjamin Franklin, in fact, joined a couple of them, in fact.
Hellfire Club, yeah.
Yeah, and one in France, too, the Nine Sisters Lodge. And he lived the same kind of lifestyle as he did over in France. When you see how much he was given per month by the French government and the mansion he put him up in, and the parties he had, endless parties and all the top women of the day, etc. He actually enjoyed that lifestyle. But the thing is, corruption has always ruled the world. Charles Galton Darwin said the same thing, and he was another inbred descendant from Charles Darwin, related to the Huxleys, of course. All the top names are all related together. And he said there's always been slavery in one form or another. And, of course, democracy is another form of it, is disguised slavery. And with income taxes, etc., property taxes. And he says, we are in the process of creating a more efficient form of slavery. That was in the 1950s. Well, you were seeing the birth pangs as they go through all, training the public to be terrified, because it was the Soviet system as well, by the way. And we were supposed to be buckled under the threat of power being used against us. It works very effectively. As I say, it worked terribly well in the Soviet Union. And the kill method here isn't taking you at the moment into the streets and shooting you. The kill method is, of course, as you mentioned earlier, is to do with giving you cancers and various diseases that you're never fully 100% fit. Nobody today is. You can't be with inoculations and the poisoned foods, etc. The elite don't get those injections. They don't eat the food.
And by the way, they brag about how they do it, but when you tell the general public about this, they're like, oh, that's scary. I just decide that isn't true. And the elites say, see, we openly admit we're killing them, and they don't care. And the mothers are like, that's right, I'm taking my kid in to give him a cancer shot right now. And then the mother will get attention when their kid dies a horrible death of cancer. And that, at the end of the day, is really what matters. It's like, gee, can my kid get cancer so I can buy him the cancer Barbie? That's what they really want. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar-powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seat Vault, 20 seat varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Is our guest. We'll open the phones up for those that are holding. He can talk about any issue. But we're discussing total control freaks who enjoy hurting the natural order. They want to be God. They're trying to overthrow the natural creation. Ugliness is beautiful to them. Alan, you were getting into their admissions. And what's incredible is we've posted all these documents. You've covered it. They admit they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. We have videos of the inventors of some of the biggest vaccines joking about killing hundreds of millions and laughing on PBS. And you talk to trendies, and they go, well, there are too many people. And I'm like, listen, you maggot, you're being injected too. The GMO's for you. And they're like, whatever. It's like they think if they decide they've joined it, it's like they're on the team, even though they're being destroyed by it. And that's part of the mind control. Alan Watt, continue.
Yeah, that's all part of the education. In fact, to get at school in social sciences, there's many names for it, but it's really a new indoctrination into the value of life. What is the value of life? Are we more important than those guys over in Sub-Sahara or wherever? And they've already indoctrinated a whole bunch into that death is good. Orwell mentioned this too, not Orwell, but Huxley in Brave New World, where the children are brought round to dying, and it's a big party time. And now, of course, we're getting into euthanasia now. They've already been prepared for it. A whole generation is prepared that death is all right, and we should just celebrate it. And from then it goes on to, well, why don't we just kill them off earlier? There's too many people, or the pensioners will take all the money. It's going to cost a fortune to keep them going. Why not just use the money for us? And this is all happening right now as we speak, and no one really understands how it's all connected. We live through a plan. Everything from government is still the same part, the same of the long-term agenda. Depopulation, a Sovietized world, technically that's what it is. It's a Sovietized world where right now they haven't bludgeoned everybody to death that they don't like. They're simply doing the soft kill and bringing down the populations globally. And whenever these third world countries sign on to the United Nations and the bubbles they give them, the bubbles are awfully good. We've had it used on ourselves at one time, a long time ago. And they take the bubbles and then they take the injections from the World Health Organization, and immediately they've got fertility problems. And they have very early cancer onsets, and especially in women too. It disrupts their whole hormonal system. Males as well turn into females almost. And that's the bisphenols, the estrogens. They've known about the bisphenols since the late 1800s when they first discovered them. They knew what it did to the public then. And they waited till the 1950s to put it into the plastic bottles, plastic pipes. Everything's plastic. And only you're getting a good daily dose of it wherever you happen to be. So you're under full-scale attack. And you've got to understand, this is not a happenstance thing from one president or prime minister to the other, that there's not a difference between any president or prime minister. They've all belonged to the same organization worldwide since the late 1800s, and that's what Carl Quigley talked about in his book Tragedy and Hope. So it's hard for most folk to think that that can continue, but it does. You've got to understand how long the Soviet system lasted. Look, it took 100 years to plan the takeover by the Bolsheviks, 100 years before even the first revolution in Russia. These guys are long-term planners because the world is their goal, and they work intergenerationally. They employ and train intergenerationally. And now, of course, with the school systems being pretty well universal, same curriculum, they're all indoctrinated from school. The education has plummeted since the 50s. Definitely the 60s, it really went on a rampage then. And the children are simply indoctrinated into socialism and groupthink. And especially in the U.S., individuality is pretty well eradicated. It's a nasty thing to be an individual. And the United Nations itself has said their main enemy to their whole agenda is individualism. It must be destroyed. So we are living through a plan. We've got taxes that are crippling the public. Never mind all the taxes on food, that they're putting a tax here in Canada across all the food stuff as well now, a value-added tax, or GST, HST, doesn't matter what they call it, it's all a value-added tax. And we must go into value-added taxes because when you're signing all the free trade agreements, then you're allowing to import from all those countries which are tax-exempt at the import customs. Therefore, they don't want to lose that money. They simply put what they're losing onto you and make it up that way through your taxes. That's why they had to bring in value-added taxes for all free trade countries. The U.S. is still to get really hit by that in any significant way.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Alan. But what you're saying here is empires don't die. They just reinvent themselves. And this is a secretive parasite Illuminati cult that's much older than the Illuminati. That's just one of the more modern names, that understands how to control humans, that has advanced technologies, and who basically preys on humanity as a predator class, which was put into an allegorical form of the Morlocks and the Eloys. Bye.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM channel 166, blasting out over 100 AM and FM stations, blasting out on WWCR 100,000 watt global shortwave, and number one on all the major metrics from Alexa to Shoutcast on audio streams and podcast, one of the number one in talk radio on iTunes, now number one on Roku, everything. Streaming video, prisonplanet.tv. And, you know, I get really fired up. Their conditioning didn't work on me. I read hundreds of government documents and republish them where they admit they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. The GMOs designed to sterilize us. The elites all have their own private farms, are obsessed with it. Wall Street Journal, LA Times won't eat GMO. The Monsanto cafeterias at their elite facilities with their scientists. Since 1999, they had a rebellion and will not eat GMO. This is the genetic engineers. That's Associated Press. The Germans, the memos came out a few years ago, said don't take vaccines. And if you want them, we have a, quote, clean vaccine. That's real. I take it personal. I get upset. Last week, we worked real late. We're up here at 9 at night. And I said, guys, you've really kicked some rump. We've reached millions of extra people thanks to your work. Let me take you out to a Brazilian steakhouse. We get there about 9:30, and there is a child obviously damaged. And I go out on the street afterwards and see people with another child that's got neurological problems. And I started crying, and I mean sobbing, in front of the guys, and they'd never seen anything like it. A few times on air, I've kind of thought about something, bring up the image, because it gets to me. This is a soft kill, covert holocaust against humanity. The West is dying. 1.3 children for every two adults. We're dying. It's painful. I'm not just some selfish idiot that wants to go, whatever, I'm going to drink beer and watch a football game. I love beauty. I love poetry. I love humanity. I love creativity. I love the innocence of my children, and I want them to have a future. And I think about how we're in the grasp of highly intelligent, inbred super psychos who base their culture on syphilitic hallucinations. We're living in the creation of hallucinating syphilitics. I mean, that's it. This is planet syphilis brain. And Hitler, it turned out, had syphilis. All of them. Stalin, Lenin, all of them, rotten brains. I mean, I now understand it. We are living in the wonderland of syphilitic crazy people. And again, even though they've cured syphilis, or the treatments for it by the 40s, the point is the whole culture is set by that. Inbreeding, syphilis. This is what democide is. This is why leaders throughout history, right when they have total control, just say, black uniforms, mass murder, burn cities, death, blah. That's what somebody with syphilitic brain rot will just go out and start stabbing people. Well, you give people, because again, the elites are, you know, having sex with 20, 30 women, men a day. Nero. Every time I say this, people don't believe it. You can look it up in the history. Nero, they would have these big day-long parties on holidays that they had basically every week. And his favorite thing to do with all the Roman elite in his palace is he would dress up like a werewolf. They'd chain up a child, and he'd run up. You got to read deeper to the histories because the main lamas don't like to put this in there, but he'd rape a child in public and then bite their throats out, ripping their arteries out, spraying blood all over him, dressed up in a wolf's outfit. To what, Caligula after he married his horse? You don't get the full story on that. He was married to it. You know, he made it the consulate, the head of Rome, the head of the Roman Senate. He would have the high priest. You read tea leaves, or they throw bones on the ground, or they cut a bull open and read their liver. Well, he would have the high priest, and that was one of the last straws for him, read its excrement. They all announce themselves God, and that's what Ray Kurzweil and all of them are doing. Oh, we're God. We're merging with the computers. Release the GMO. Whatever happens is natural because we did it, and it's a mutation. They're going to destroy the planet. Okay? They're crazy. If Nero wants to marry his horse and rip children's throats out 2,000 years ago or whatever, or 1,800 years ago or whatever, that's bad enough. They got nuclear weapons. They've got antimatter weapons. They've got biological weapons. And they're going to kill everybody. Including, they're building giant underground bases, huge redoubts, seed vaults, total insanity. And everybody that works for these people better start sabotaging them however you can to resist them. And I don't mean physically. I mean, you just better start resisting however you can, or there's no future. Alan Watt, can you feel the sense of immediacy? You've got the floor. What do you say about what I just broke down? What's the latest on Alan Watt? Cut into the Matrix.com's radar screen.
Well, they're definitely ready for a big cull. I mean a physical cull as well. You look at the nonsense with the Olympic Games in London. You've got a warship in the Thames. You've got guided missile systems. They're now putting snipers and helicopters to go over the crowds, army snipers. I mean, this is supposed to be a peacetime country, and everyone is literally living inside a prison camp. It's the sort of thing you expect in a prison camp. I mean, a real, high, you know, futuristic prison camp. This is not life for the general public. But they're training. They're using these big games, etc., to get us all trained, either through attending the things yourselves or watching on television, that this is the new system. Be very afraid of the new system, because there's a lot of really nasty stuff to implement socially still yet. And they're training the people step by step through fear. And to be honest with you, I don't see any peaceable way out of this, because, remember, Quigley said that these guys have been running all the countries in the West for since the late 1800s with this particular agenda. I cannot see them giving up because we asked them nicely. I can't see them giving up if you even try to run your own guys in there into the offices of the presidency. I can't see it happening. It's never happened in 100 years. It's always their boy gets in. And so you're living through an agenda, as I say. But at the top of the tree, above even the syphilitics, you have another group who do run the banking system. Their names are generally never mentioned much in the papers at all because they're not open to the public. They're not really public figures. And they have their own particular agenda. But you've got to go back to ancient times to the present in this particular society. It has always said, and Albert Pike said this in his own book, Moral and Dogma, for the Masons, the Bible of Freemasonry at the time. He said, those who will not use their own intellect to think for themselves are therefore meat on the table and beasts of burden by choice and consent. Now, that really is what's taught to all the elite generation to generation. That's the simple explanation they claim as to why you're all down there and they're up there, you see. You're inferior species, you are slaves, and you never complain. If you complain, it's always petitions and please, please, please to a bunch of wolves, and you get nothing done in return for it. It doesn't work, obviously. So they know they're getting to a step where, you understand, democracy, even this farce, I call it a farce, there's never been democracy, but the farce of democracy is to be eliminated altogether eventually in the planned society, where you have your own communitarian areas like they have in Britain. They've got regions set up in the States as well. They take power away from your local education authorities, they give it to the state or even between three states. So it gets further and further away. The ability for the ordinary person to go and complain about anything, to a politician or a representative or an official, goes further and further away. And that trains you that it is remote. It is remote. Until eventually you don't even think about complaining to them. It's out of the question. You take it for granted. You're now simply ruled by experts and scientists. And that's how they've already trained the youngsters. Youngsters today are already trained in this. They're getting that at school. It's a better way, they claim. And they can do away eventually with elections altogether. Technocracy is a technique now. We've watched it in Europe. They place their own boys from the Central Bank of Europe right into countries as the prime ministers, no election. That's to happen elsewhere too, and in the States as well. I think in the U.S., though, they'll have a lot more trouble. They do expect resistance. Really, what you're going to expect in the States is just simple, not even rebellion, be on a personal level when people start losing their homes en masse, that type of thing. Or they've been told there'll be no more private property under Agenda 21, and they simply burn your house down with you in it, or you evacuate. So that's really what's happening. So in the U.S., there will be ragtag, sporadic, uncoordinated, non-disciplined rebellion on small levels. But look what they're ready for. Look at the ammunition they ordered in for the Homeland Security for close-quarter battle. You don't use pistol dum-dum bullets, hollow points, for overseas. You can't use them overseas against other armies. You can only use them on your own population. But they put 750 million rounds ordered. What do you think that's for? What do the people out there think that is for? It's not for target practice. It's too expensive for target practice. You use the ordinary rounds for that. It's simply for it to be used on the public. So the elite are taking no chances whatsoever that anything possibly could go wrong. but it also is very ominous because you're looking at a war situation where those who will represent government, just like the henchmen in the Soviet Union, will always make sure that, and they do, they select the pre-selected guys out of the armies, you know, every soldier's given psychological tests on the way. And they know the ones and how many of them they can count on to be the new Soviet army in America.
That's right. And the ones that are good, they send them to fight the insurgents that are actually financed by the bankers. And it's a full spectrum dominance, false system where they see an excuse to be in a country. So they fund both sides to create the fake war. And then the ones that like to be psychopaths and dominate and control everybody, they bring them back here and put them in command.
To do, and they've been doing that for years now. Every person who applies to be a police officer has a psychological evaluation. They don't want an IQ over 95 or 98, but they want the brute force type ones, the ones who get off on slaughter and power and watching civilians quiver in front of them. That's the type they've been employing very deliberately. Remember, nothing is happenstance.
Okay, well, let me say this to you, because I know they're scientific. They study every facet through the military-industrial complex. But the globalists are not invincible. I mean, give me your take on that.
It depends how you see it. Understand, most of what's happening today is through almost perfect conditioning, generation by generation, through the school system, is taken over by entertainment and television, and people are pretty well perfectly conditioned. They really will adapt to almost anything. They know this by the studies they've done already. The public, the general public, will adapt to almost every situation that you...
Let me stop you right there. I was on an airplane and even wrote his name down and told Ted Anderson about it, and he looked at it on his iPhone, and then later I lost the guy's name. But he was one of the managing director presidents of one of the biggest banks in New York, and I was being flown up there to be on The View. So I was in first class with him. He'd come to Austin to visit his dad that was a retired general. And he knew who I was, I later learned in the talk, and he said, look, people will muddle through anything. Whatever we do, they'll just adapt to it, and we basically use that against them. And I told him, no, humanity will prevail. It was kind of like Winston talking to O'Brien. But, Alan, I'm going to be honest with you. There's only one area with you that I don't totally agree with you, and that's that they've got their act completely together. They have general programs. They've studied things. They're worried about the wild card individual. You've talked about that. But I've also heard you talk about, you know, the elite will give us leaders and the elite will do all this. Well, I know I'm for real. I know that I came out of nowhere by the, you know, going to Access TV and stuff like that. I know you're for real and not controlled. And I know so many other people in the system itself, not just independents like us, that don't like what's happening. And I do see a bigger awakening, and I do see victories. You know, people can't believe I snuck into Bohemian Grove. They think it must have been fake. People can't believe that, you know, other stuff. Like, they think my David Gergen is fake. Well, no, they never just went and stood outside the main entrance to Madison Square Garden during the RNC in 2004, knowing bigwigs would come in to confront them. I mean, that's not rocket science to know, okay, there's one of the back entrances where all the VIPs are coming in. Let's sit here and eat hot dogs, you know, at this stand for an hour and see, and at the time smoke cigarettes, see who comes in here. Hey, that's David Gergen. Let's get him. People who sit there on the bench cannot imagine men of action. So all I'm saying is people have to believe they can take action, because I know laying down's not going to do anything. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, they know consistently that 80-odd% of the public will do nothing. And again, they've got all the statistics there. Other countries have measured it. They did it with the Soviet Union. Dzerzhinsky said at the time, he says you can beat them, you can starve them. He says, will they turn around and fight? He says, no. He says, they'll eat each other. Now, that wasn't the first time in history that's happened with overwhelming force. But the public here haven't seen that. You can read about the brutality on the occasional individual. We see them tasering folk when they're down, unconscious, that kind of stuff. We see them kicking, punching them. But again, we always take it as to be the isolated incident, you see. It hasn't happened to most people yet. And because of that, they still think it's been exaggerated when these cases come on television or the internet or whatever. It's not happened to them. They'll actually do all they can to try and keep normalcy, even though you're going through an abnormal situation.
And to keep the illusion of law and order while they break the law.
Absolutely. At the top, let's be honest about it, they break the law all the time at the top. And so many ways. I mean, if the American people truly were American people, remember, the American person of today is not the American person of the 1950s or 40s. They wouldn't have put up with this, what's happening today.
Well, that's the hormones. I mean, that's the hormones. As you know, people eat, compared to the 50s, diet a lot healthier now, and they're a lot more obese. That's on record. They're just killing us with the hormones. And they love it. It's fun.
Yeah. But also it's to do with the massive education. If you were ever to try and truly alter the main thing, I mean, Lenin said the same thing, Stalin said it too. You must pay your police, your military, and your teachers the best amounts of money and take care of them, because the teachers especially train the next generation. They indoctrinate the next generation in the agenda. It's not the same agenda. It's updated, just like your computer gets updated.
And by the way, I saw this article where a six-year-old girl, we'll talk about when we get back briefly, they don't let the parents discipline their children, then the kids get out of control, then they handcuff you, taser you, put you in a mental institution. It's like only the warrior ants can engage in discipline. It's ending parenthood. We'll be right back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
You You know, it's depressing to hear some of the things Alan Watts says, but it's better than living in denial. But I know we can beat these people. I know that if you have a total awakening by a large enough minority to the full spectrum of just how bad it is and how this is a false reality to a great extent, a false environment they're trying to complete. They're not done with it, but they're accelerating their program. And they're accelerating their program because from my research, they got behind in the 80s and 90s. Now they're trying to catch up, and now they're at warp speed. They're at warp speed. We're going to go back to Alan Watt here in a moment. He's agreed to stay 30 minutes the next hour, and I'll get to Skywalker, Christopher, Judy, Richard, Jessica, and others for your questions. For both of us, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can notice we're carrying two new films, Farmageddon. We've got the director coming on, what is it, Friday? Amazing film, how the system is waging war on farmers and how Big Agra is funding that to shut them down. All part of Agenda 21. We carry Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey at InfoWars.com. Also, the six-hour documentary, the Toronto hearings on 9/11, the latest info proving the inside job, amazing, by our friend and director, Dan Dix, all available at InfoWars.com. And all orders get the citizen rule book, the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, famous quotes. Also, longevity, the best products out there, discounts for our listeners when they go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up to be distributors, and your purchase makes this broadcast possible. Look right here. Got my pollen burst. Instead of drinking coffee, I used to have coffee in the morning, coffee at noon, coffee at 5. Didn't give me the kick that a pollen burst of all the B vitamins, and yes, it's got some caffeine, but about half as much as a regular cup of coffee. Every other energy drink I ever had, I hated. This is full of vitamins and minerals. Will blow you away. It is so awesome. A good, clean energy I need right through to shoot the nightly news tonight and everything else. This is a godsend. I've lost over 40 pounds. Taking the Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that isn't even advertised as weight loss. Once you get the minerals and things you need, it's incredible. So again, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, discounted and available at InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301 if you have questions. You can order on the site or sign up and become a distributor. Alan, I was mentioning this KENS San Antonio article, and then I've got another one here. This is out of 13WMAZ. Police handcuffed six-year-old girl for misbehaving. And they said, you're not allowed to spank your kids, but we're going to taser them or handcuff them. And they're charging her with resisting and now want to put her in the juvenile hall, where she'll probably get gang raped and learn how to have diseases. What is this all about? We're about to go to break, but tell us briefly.
Again, it's a Sovietization. They used these techniques in the Soviet system. And they're training the public here to get used to it as well. Pretty well everything is happening is Sovietization. The regionalism, the free trade agreement all came out of the Council on Foreign Relations. The Council on Foreign Relations is one of the main spearheads that control all of this in the U.S. and across the world, too. They run the EU Parliament. And they boast on their own website in Britain that it was their members that brought in the personal income tax and the property tax in the States and in Britain. I mean, these guys want to bring in their planned society, which they rule over totally, with peasants going back to renting. And, of course, to get the cash for renting, you've got to be very politically correct. Look at interviews. I get lots of folk telling me about interviews now. It's all PC stuff. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? It's all the latest upgrade in PC. And if you get that job, then you can pay your rent.
It's all about trendy. You don't have thoughts. You're successful because you do whatever they're told.
Yeah. And people will adapt into what is politically correct.
Stay there. I want to bring up to you how HBO is pushing pedophilia now. Why are the elite pushing that? Alan Watts, our guest.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.